Oh, excellent.
Excellent is thy name, O Lord.
How excellent is thy name.
Excellent is thy name.
We worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy. Yes.
In the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's see that chorus. Brother Jerry says a song to sing. I'm gonna stay.
Stay right under His power.
I'm gonna stay.
I'm gonna stay right under His power.
Amen. All right.
That's not the song that I wanted to sing.
Hallelujah. It's a warm up.
So we'll sing the old ragged cross. The church can join on this one. The old ragged cross, hymn number 167.
Oh,
more strife. There'll be no more unhappiness. In that song worship that day, everyone will sing. And I will be the song leader. Praise God. I'll lay my crown down and say, thank you, Lord. Someone else take over. Amen.
In these the closing days of
time.
Shall take off things and go on to.
get on your face before the Lord. I'm sure each of us desire the Lord to speak to us this evening.
Amen.
Just put your request in your heart, laid upon the altar. And let's look to Him who is the Word. That He who discerns the thoughts of the heart may come and pass our way. Oh, Jesus, we're thinking of you upon this day. We're just thinking, Lord, of that song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Saviour. Hear my humble cry, why on others thou art gone, do not pass me by. As far as we bring ourselves before thee, Lord, wanting to come, Lord, to look unto Jesus once again upon this evening, Lord. Father, we pray that you minister unto us. Pray, Lord, for your servant that you take the word upon this night. That, Father, you will anoint him in a special way, Lord. That, Father, you will move him, Lord. Guide him, Lord Jesus, that you may pass each seat in this place. And, Father, minister to the needs of each and every one of your people. You see our desires before you. You see our needs, Lord. You see the desires we have for your direction, for your leadership, for your grace. Father, for your provision, whatever it is, for deliverance, Lord. Amen. We just pray, Lord, even as you said in your word, that you sent your word and you hear.
Yes.
Amen. So let it be so upon this night, Lord. Bless and pray each soul, each chair, each person that's here tonight. Lord, Father, you see the needs in the hearts of your people. Father, be glorified upon this night, Lord. Manifest yourself as only you can do, Lord. To minister to such diverse needs upon the night of this, Lord. And Father, our brother David, we lift him up unto thee, Lord. Father, in your precious name, Father, we look unto thee once again. And we send the word of healing to him, Lord. That you raise him up, Lord. That, Father, you would touch him. That, Father, you may restore him for your glory. We dedicate him to thee. Father, any other unspoken request, we commit into your hands, Lord. Now be glorified upon this night. As we just want to get ourselves out the way, Father, have the preeminence, Lord. Glorify your name, we ask. Let your will be done this night.
Yes,
Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Brother Max has taken the service tonight, so we're really glad for that. We'll sing one chorus as we invite him to come and take his liberty in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, 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 Father,
our prayer tonight, Lord. And in you only we trust. Father, we thank you that tonight grace has been sufficient for us. Generations from our different homes. The weather cold out there. Then what? When something is clinging right in our hearts, when we need manna from heaven, nothing can stop us.
Amen.
So tonight we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we found ourselves in your presence. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated for a moment? Glory to bless you for coming.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for the prayers that you've given to us to open the night with that wonderful prayer. And we truly remember our precious brother, David. Even as we go along, we believe even this very minute, he's healed.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
We all know the year 2017 is passing away. Maybe just in 2 days' time. And there's a new year that is coming to take his place. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have been here many times during the year. Today being Friday, normally it has been always a prayer meeting. We've been here many times. We've heard the word many times. And today being the last Friday of the year, I just wondered if we are going to take tonight as something casual. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If we do that, then that's the spirit of addition.
Mm-hmm.
That means we have had sufficient and we don't have need of anything again.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that tonight we are so much desperate to hear the Lord.
Amen.
We need more of him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it has been a common thing, and always that's what the world, the people of the world, and even many people that call themselves Christians, when it comes to a time like this, when a new year is about to come, you see that many people throw themselves into a make or break decision.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. If he's a smoker, he's going to say, as for this year, I'm going to stop smoking or never. That's what we call make and break decision. Amen. And many a time they break. They are not able to make it. Praise the Lord. Even some, the next day, just the next day, he's falling. Praise the Lord. Why? It's all because they have not found the good ground upon which they could stand and take that decision. Praise the Lord. But praise be to God, we have that good ground.
Amen.
Many times they sow their seed by the wayside, some among the stony places, some among the thorns. But we have good, fertile ground.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have inspiring examples to look to. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And moreover, above all, we have the absolute.
Amen.
Which we can look to so that we cannot be divided among two opinions. Praise the Lord. We have an absolute which we look onto. And so we are not torn between two opinions. Our decision, we make it and once and we believe it. Praise the Lord. So tonight, brethren, let's look onto him. He's here tonight. How many believe that?
Yeah.
It's a short faith message I want to give tonight. so that we carry something into this 2018.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. In the Lord will tarry. I have a topic. It is written.
Amen.
Let's carry that word into 2018. It is written. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let's stand to the reading of the word. Let's two scriptures tonight. Let's turn to Matthew 4, reading 3 and 4 verses. Matthew 4, 3 and 4. Let's hear the word of God. And when the tempter came to him,
Amen.
He said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Our second reading, it may look strange, but let's look at it. Genesis 32, verse 30. Genesis 32, verse 30. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we see this period, the Christmas, as the world celebrates. Father, one thing we know is that, Lord Jesus, you have given us a revelation of what Christmas actually means.
Yes.
So tonight, even as we have read your word of God, we ask the Lord Jesus, you give us a heart, Lord.
Granted, Jesus.
That it can be like a manger which we can cradle the word tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, bless your word, bless our hearts. And that, Lord Jesus, as you are ushering us to the beginning of another year,
yes,
Lord, we want to carry something into it, and nothing but your word of God. So bless us tonight, Lord Jesus, as we sit at your feet, Lord. Your servant, I surrender to you, God.
Amen.
I stand here not to be heard. We want to hear from you.
Yes, Lord.
I stand not to be seen. We want to see you, Lord, tonight.
Lord, so
Lord, take your place and take your word and make it a living bread unto us. As you have said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Yes, Lord.
That's our desire, Lord Jesus, tonight. Bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? Let us look, first look at Jacob. We all know the story of Jacob. Amen.
Amen.
And I see it as a great inspiring story that will be good for us. Praise the Lord. Jacob was on the run. Jacob was on the run. And then one day he decided to go back home. My brother, my sister, if anyone is on the run, any type of run, let us make a decision to go back home.
Amen.
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 Jacob was on the run. And one day he decided to go back home. But he so much dreaded going back home. Why? Because the imminent encounter with his brother Esau was something that was really upon him. Praise the Lord. It wasn't going to be easy for him. major despair. And whilst on his way back home, he stopped somewhere. And then he started to find a solution. How he's going to what? Meet his brother. Praise the Lord. Could that work? No, sir. He was trying to find a way himself how he's going to meet his brother. You know, he has his own ways. Ways of deception. And so, he sat down and planned. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Let's turn to verse 7 of 32, Genesis 32. This is what I'm going to do. Verse 7 and 8. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and herds, and camels, into two bands. Praise the Lord. Divided them to what? Into two bands. And now he said, verse 8, if Esau come to one company and smite it, then the other company, which is next, shall escape. Praise the Lord. You see, the tricks of Jacob. You see, that was his character. Here also he was looking for what? A way to deceive his brother. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so all that he had, he divided into two. Into two companies. And then he allowed one company to go in front. So that if the brother sees that company, he said, oh, that's my brother's all his properties. And so when he comes upon that, then the other company will want to escape. Always that same character. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But that day, something was really ringing in his heart. Something was challenging him. He could see that this very plan that he has was not going to work.
Amen.
Amen. Because I believe a question came to his mind. Said, okay, if Esau come upon the first company, half of your properties, the second half, where are you going to take them?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Why are you going to take more than the second company?
Yes.
So it couldn't work.
Praise the Lord.
So Jacob came to a place. He came to a place of realization.
Amen.
Brother, that's where.
Amen.
Every man has to come to.
Hallelujah.
In his life. He came to a place of realization.
Amen.
The same thing applied to the prodigal son.
Amen.
He also came to that same place. A place of realization. And when it comes to that place, you begin to ask, who I am?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who am I? Another question comes, where am I?
Amen.
And another question comes, where am I going?
Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That realization, that place, my brother, my sister, we've got to come to that place.
Amen.
In our lives.
Yes.
Because even repentance, you've got to come first to realization before you can get a great repentance in your life.
Amen.
So he came to that place of realization. Something ignited to tell him that it will not work on his own.
Yeah.
And so, he had to take turned to something else.
Amen.
Let's turn to the reading of verse 9. Amen. And Jacob said, see, he came to that place of realization. He saw that his own ways cannot work. His own plans couldn't work. Couldn't meet the situation. So now Jacob, he said, oh God of my father Abraham, and the God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said unto me, return unto thy country, and unto thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee.
Yes, sir.
Verse 10. He said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Mm. What is he doing? Expression of humility.
Amen.
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 A broken spirit. Mm. A contrite heart.
Yes.
Which the Lord God will not despise.
Amen.
We are looking at our prayer. We are looking at what? Our approach unto God. When we are looking for something, when we are needing something from Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The approach, my brother, is most important. Because if the approach is wrong, my brother, we can never receive anything from God.
That's right.
But here, Jacob completely brought himself under that kind of humility. A broken spirit, a contrite heart,
yeah,
and confessed,
yeah,
that I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. Mm-hmm. I don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I become two bands.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my situation. Mm-hmm. I become one two bands. Verse 11, he said, thou asking for mercy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Deliver me.
Amen.
I pray thee from the hands of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him.
Amen.
Brother, my sister, if there is any fear, there is a way out.
Amen.
Amen.
There is a way out. The approach. For I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. Praise the Lord. So, let's watch our approach.
Amen.
Our approach in prayer. When we are needing something.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
After humbling himself before the Lord and confessing his situation, he asked for mercy.
Mm.
When he had asked for mercy, what was the next thing? He now called unto God, pointed unto God his promises.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 12. And thou said, brother, we need to pick. It is written.
Amen.
I will surely do thee good. Now he's telling the Lord that this is what you said. And make thee and make thy seed as a sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Now he referred unto God. His promises.
Amen.
This is your promise, my Lord.
Amen.
That you will do this for me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so after that, he waited. Because the Bible says in the next verse, that he lodged there that night.
Amen.
Now, His heart is what? Satisfied. His heart is satisfied. Faith has not taken the place of fear. Faith has not taken the place of fear. No, he waited. Waited for God to what? To respond. And God responded.
Amen.
He responded and he came down to him. Brother, let's all see, these are what? Examples for us. Inspiring examples. When we see ourselves in situation in need and we want God to step in. My brother, we have inspiring examples.
Amen.
In the word.
Yes.
Which we can look onto. We have that absolute.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
When we look unto him, we can never be torn between what? Two decisions.
Amen.
Because he's absolute. That's
Amen.
What
Amen.
Jacob. Now, that's the place he has come to now. And we all know the story. On that night, an angel came to him. And he wrestled with him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he was blessed. See? His prayer has been answered. Now he's not thinking about what? His own thoughts. How he was going to meet what? This one. No. I love what he said in a... What he said. He said he called that place Peniel. Face to face with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So my brother, my sister. Maybe we have been on the run. This 2017, we have been on the run. I don't know the kind of run you have been running away from the Lord. My brother, you have to come to that place tonight.
Amen.
Come to that place tonight.
Amen.
Place of realization. That you are running away will not work.
Yes.
Come back home.
Amen.
Amen. Come back home. Because you need to ask yourself, who am I? Who am I?
Amen.
And where am I going? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who am I? I am the Son of God.
Amen.
You are a daughter of God.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, my brother, we look at this and we know the approach towards our God. Tonight, as we are preparing ourselves to enter the new year, let's look at our first reading. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's where we got our topic. Because I brought in Jacob here just to lay a foundation. Now let's go to our first reading. He said, when the tempter came to Jesus, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be turned to bread. But Jesus answered and said, it is written,
Amen.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The prophet says something here. He said, many times I have sat down to enjoy a good steak or a good fish dinner or chicken and enjoyed it. But never could I enjoy just like sitting down at Jehovah's table.
Amen.
Amen.
And just let him feed
Amen.
Us on his good word.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's what we are here tonight for.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. He said, now, how would he liken his heritage unto? He sees his heritage, he sees his children as what? As eagles.
Amen.
for you all to see is that he said his people being what? Eagles. Mm. And he is the Jehovah eagle.
Amen.
We are talking about the word of God. Mm. Amen. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And now we know that he is the Jehovah eagle that feeds us from his own mouth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Fresh meat. Amen. Fresh meat that has never passed through any other kitchen. Oh, to be mixed with all these ingredients. No, sir. Fresh meat from the mouth of what? Jehovah Eagle, he feeds his children.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, just take it that that is what you are. And we know the story of that eaglet already. We know it already. How that farmer took that egg and put it amongst what? His chickens. And that eaglet was hatched. But he was what? He was an eagle from the beginning.
Amen.
Amen. He was an eagle from the beginning. Everything about him was what? Eagle.
Amen.
Amen. And he was trying to what? Be part of the chicken. But it wasn't working. That's where we had found ourselves some time. But now we have something.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's why we are gathered here.
Amen.
We heard something, we heard a shout, we heard a message.
Amen.
Which actually told us that we are not what? Chickens.
Yes,
but
sir.
We are what? Eagles.
Amen.
The Lord. The other day when Brother Banzer was preaching on that, he said something I love so much. He said, when Mama Eagle came, he never brought a new wings for the eaglet. He never brought what? New legs for the eaglet. He was already a complete what? Eagle. And all what he needed was what? The shout.
Amen.
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
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 So that he can use that word to get out from the situation where he was.
Amen.
Amen. He never brought any new wings or new legs. He was a complete eaglet. Amen. So the prophet said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He said, God feeds his eagles by his word, his spoken word.
Amen.
He said, eagle food comes from the mouth of the feeder. Not some man-made theology, but from the mouth of the feeder, which the Jehovah eagle who feeds his own by his own word. Amen. And now I want you to hear this. He said the eagle will never bring her to her babies anything that will hurt them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. You never bring anything to the eagles that will hurt them.
Amen.
My brother, every word that we hear is
already
inspired. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof,
Amen.
For instructions. Everything of the word, my brother, my sister, is inspired.
Amen.
He will never bring anything that will hurt you.
Amen.
Now he said again, God will never make a promise that he will stand behind them.
Amen.
Because it is written. It is a spoken word.
Amen.
Amen. God will never make a promise that he will stand behind them. So my brother, my sister, what is your need as you are entering into this new year? What is your need? Whatever he has promised, he says, he will stand by it.
Amen.
And he said, every eagle just loves to get a hold of that word. Every eagle will love to take a hold of that promise.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, we have many promises in this word that we need to take and make it our own.
Amen.
Every eagle just loves to get a hold of that word. He loves it. So you begin to ask yourself, do you love every word of God? Do you receive every word of God? Said, because it comes from the mouth of the Jehovah Eagle, he loved, the eagles love to receive it. Amen. And he said, that's the way of the true believer. No matter what Dr. Jones said or what anybody else said, if Jehovah put his word, he believes it.
Amen. Amen.
And he receives it.
Amen.
My brother, that's where we are. Amen. Amen. And in the message book, in the church aid book, the prophet said, anyone that is able to receive the word of God and believe the word of God, it is a proof that you have an indwelling spirit in you.
Amen.
That same spirit that is in Christ is also in you. Anyone that will be able to acknowledge and follow God's prophet for that age that he was born in, my brother, it is a proof that you have an indwelling, you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, we are still on eagle's foot and eagle's meat. My brother, there are some languages. There are some language. It's not eagle's foot.
Amen.
And we must watch them closely, my brother.
Amen.
We are going to look at one as we enter 2018. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Many a time, some of us, when we are just talking, we just say, oh, I was really very lucky. My brother, from today. From today. That word is not eagle's foot.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I must lock you. My brother, that word, never say it.
Amen.
Amen. It is not eagle's foot. It is grace.
Yes.
Anything that happens to you, it is what? Grace.
Amen.
Amen.
It was by grace I was able to do this.
Hallelujah.
Not you were lucky.
No.
But today, 2018, no one should say, I was lucky.
Amen.
Lucky is not what? It is. Now we are coming to another one. The prophet said it here. He said, never say, I feel I am saved. Never say,
yeah.
I feel I am saved.
Amen.
I feel I have the Holy Ghost. Would I watch it?
Amen. Amen.
I feel I'm a believer. The prophet said, the devil, Satan, can easily whip and stomp over the feeling of yours and send you back to your poor state.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It is, I believe.
Amen.
Not I feel. I believe.
Amen.
It is written.
Amen.
It is that saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In the message book, believest thou this? The paragraph 15. It said, now, you are not saved because you feel like that you are saved. Amen.
Amen.
Eagle's foot. Never say you feel that you are what? You are saved. If somebody say, now I am saved because I had a chill run through me and so forth. That's not why you are saved.
Amen.
No.
I feel no, sir. Satan could whip me around and stomp anywhere. He can do upon your feelings also. That's right.
Yeah.
But when I walk back and say, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
My faith is built upon the word of God. He said he cannot whip that one.
Amen.
The devil can whip upon your feelings. Amen. So what? can whip and just stomp over it and send you back to where you come from.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But when you say, thou sayest the Lord, my faith is built upon the word of God.
Mm.
He said he can't whip that one away.
Mm.
We are trying to check our language as we enter 2018.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, remember, Jesus had all the qualities of the Father in him. At the time when the tempter came to him, he said, Jesus had all the qualities of the Father in him. Do you believe that? Sure, he did.
Amen.
All the fine gifts of God was in Christ, his
Amen.
Son. For he was the offspring of God. But notice something here. When he met Satan, for your example, he never used one gift on him.
Amen.
Jesus had all the gifts, he had all the power. He could not say one word and Satan would never be anymore. He had that power. But he said he never used any of the gifts that God has given to him. The power that God has given to him, he never used anyone when the tempter came to him.
Amen.
Amen. When Satan came to him, he said what? It is written.
Amen.
Amen. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Praise the Lord. He said, the prophet went on. He said, Satan caught him again up on the pinnacle of the temple. Jesus said, it is written.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 And he took him up on top of the mountain. Jesus said, it is written.
Amen.
It is written. Now notice, here it is. Now listen closely here. I want you to see it and get it now. The word of God, written word of God, will defeat Satan anywhere.
Amen.
Any place.
Amen.
Anytime. It is written.
Amen.
There it is. Amen. Brother, we are trying to get ourselves ready for what? The year that is ahead of us. And we are trying to get what? The right language to meet the enemy as we enter into that new year that is coming. Our language got to change. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That when Satan comes, you don't have anything. Just tell him, it is written.
Amen.
Any situation that comes your way, it is written.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's listen to what he said. Everybody wouldn't have gifts. Jesus brought it down to a place. Not all of us have gifts. And so he said, Jesus brought it down to a place where those who don't have gifts, that do not have much faith, even if you don't have much faith, you don't have gifts, and you don't have much faith, the prophet said, you could just say,
Amen.
It is written.
Mm.
There it is. And then stand right on that.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, for your needs, whatever we are looking for the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the word and look at the promises that are there for us. And whenever we find ourselves in any situation, Satan trying to tell us, oh yes, you cannot do it. Tell him it is written.
Amen.
You don't have any faith. He said, just say it is written to the Satan.
Mm.
In every situation, say it is written.
Amen.
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 See? When you have said that, he said, corn will bring forth corn. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Barley will bring forth barley. Isn't it?
Amen.
Wheat will bring forth wheat. Isn't it?
Mm.
He said, Jesus said that the word of God is a seed.
Amen.
That a sower sowed. And every word of God, every promise of God will bring forth his kind.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. So now, that's where we are. My brother, this year as we enter, the word of God is a seed that a sower sowed. And as long as it has sown that seed has to bring forth its kind. But that's what the Lord God himself said right from the beginning. That the seed yielding fruits, let them bring fruits after their what? Their kind. So, it is written, point your situation, wherever, whatever comes to your life, just say, it is written.
Amen.
I am a child of God. I am a daughter of God. Satan has nothing against, cannot do anything against you, because you always have the word to point to.
Amen.
He said, now, what does the farmer do? He sows the wheat. Well, he looks for the harvest. You see? Just like what Jacob did. After Jacob had prayed, he waited.
Amen.
Amen. God to respond. Amen.
Amen.
He did it the right way and waited for him to respond. And the prophet is putting it across like what? The farmer. The farmer tills the land, turns the soil, and he plants what? The seed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stays back. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If we could have that faith of a farmer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The farmer just plowed the land. And then he sowed the seed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, unconsciously, he goes back and waits. Amen.
Amen.
He waits. Now it is God to do what? To respond. Brother, that is what God is asking from you and me.
Amen.
Just put it before him. My sister, what is your request from the Lord this year? This year, that the year that is coming. My brother, what is your request that's upon your heart for the year that is coming? It's what? It's a seed.
Amen.
The word that comes, just sow it. Amen.
Amen.
And wait. Faith. The Lord God will respond.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The prophet said, if the farmer, he sows seed, and then the following day he goes and then tries to find out whether the seed is what? Is shooting up. He said, that seed will never work.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
That seed can never grow. Tomorrow he just go and see whether it's no sir. He throw the seed and wait.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it is, my brother, if we sow the seed, your request. We are encouraging ourselves tonight that we are going to put our individual request before him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And when we have sown it, don't go and begin to see whether it's what is coming up. Just leave it. Don't bring any doubts. You see, any doubting farmer, that will be the one who will go and begin to look whether the seed is coming up. That's doubt. That's fear. Praise the Lord. Fear and doubt is never going with us into this
place.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We will sow our seed.
Amen.
And then we will wait with faith. It takes him to do the rest. Amen. Let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, well, if he isn't going to have any wheat, you see, he keeps on digging it up, looking at it. He will never have wheat. You just sow it and let it alone.
Amen.
Let us sow our seed, our request, all that we are seeking from him. Let's plant those seed. Amen. And then let's wait. He said, it is up to God to bring it forth.
Amen.
It is up to God to send the rain. And it is you to accept God on his word.
Amen.
Amen. Yours is to accept his word. Accept God on his word. And it is up to God to bring his word to pass.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are trying to what? Put ourselves in a situation whereby you will not allow Satan to have any way with us. This year that is coming is going to be a year that we will put Satan under our feet.
Amen.
Amen.
And I say this, the prophet said, and I say this with a challenge.
Amen.
Listen to what the prophet is saying. Say, I say this with a challenge in faith that every promise of God will be brought to pass.
Amen.
If you
Amen.
Take the right mental attitude towards
Amen.
It.
Amen. That's right.
How many believe it for 20
years? Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Prophet said, I challenge your faith. I challenge your faith that every promise of God will be brought to pass if you take the right mental attitude towards it.
Amen.
If Satan tries to tell you, come work, he said, it is written.
Amen.
It is written.
Amen.
Amen. He said, even if you don't have faith at all, just say that word, it is written.
Amen.
If that sickness, Satan says, it's going to be what? Something that is going to kill you. Said, it is written.
Amen.
I am healed.
Amen.
He's my healer.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. I know that in this church, there are many, many requests on behalf of the people.
Amen.
Let's take a different mental attitude towards our request that we place before the Lord this morning. Amen. You see a lot of young ladies in this church. Praise the Lord. This year, there must be what? There must be wedding in this our church here. How many believe that?
Amen.
Let's believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
Young men are really here. Praise the Lord. The young men are smiling. Praise the Lord. You see, these are something that, yes, we need in this church.
Yeah.
Ever since I came here, I'm almost getting to 6 years. No wedding in this house. My prayer is towards that.
Amen.
This year, we must have 3 weddings. 3 or more weddings in this house. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes! How many believe that?
Amen.
God created man and a woman. The first institution was marriage. Praise the Lord. So we cannot sit down for our young men and young sisters to begin to grow whiskers and all those things without what? Husbands and wives. Praise the Lord. Let's put it into prayer.
Amen.
Amen. That it is written. Lord, see, Jacob referred to God. That you promised. You made it. You made that institution of marriage.
Amen.
And so, Lord, you have to provide the red rings. Names for every young man here. Praise God. It's one thing I've been watching in this church, and I've been praying, Lord, let us all pray for that. Praise the Lord. Let us not allow any of our sisters or brothers to be put into some kind of frustration in this church. Amen. He said, I challenge your faith. That every promise of God will be brought to pass.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. That's right. The Bible said, that's right. Look at it and believe it.
Hallelujah.
The sower sows his seed and he looks for what? He looks for a big harvest. Amen. Let's sow and then look for the harvest.
Amen.
Tonight, my brother, we need a sincere heart. If we want to see all these things take place, we need a sincere heart. Amen. We need to come to that place of realization and know that God, he hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now, I wrote something here. Tonight, how many would like to be sincere to themselves, knowing very well that you can't hide from God? Sometimes, there are what? Maybe it's sin. Brethren, let's watch it.
Amen.
Secret sin. Hidden sin. Praise the Lord.
Let's
watch it.
Hallelujah.
Because it becomes a hindrance to us. Becomes a hindrance. So tonight, my brother, let's come to him with a sincere heart, because we cannot run away. We cannot hide. Jacob ran and ran and ran. He couldn't hide. Amen. And the last thing was that he got to surrender to him. Let's come to his presence and then surrender to him. Let's come if there is anyone that is being beset of all these things. My brother, my sister, there is, it is written.
Amen.
That
Amen.
He is the one. If you surrender to him, you cannot do the battle yourself. Jacob tried to do it, but it didn't work. But when he turned to God, he was able to face his brother Esau. God fought the battle.
Amen.
So let's come to that place tonight, my brother. If we look at ourselves and there are some secret sins, my brethren, let's begin to walk.
Yes, sir.
Let's begin to come to that realization.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's begin to know that we are treading on what? Dangerous ground.
Yes.
Let's realize that if you are, you see, you know that you are part of the orchestra, as the pastor said. But you are out of tune. Amen. We need to come into what? To get the vision of the composer. Get into the mind of the composer. Praise the Lord. He said, look. Look at what you want to wear in your heart. Praise the Lord. Now we are going to search ourselves. Because we have the faith now. We know that God is at our side. He has given us what? His word. His promised word will never fail. But now we've got to look at our own selves. Because we cannot overlook that. Praise the Lord. As we enter, we are waiting for a new year. The prophet said, look at what you once were in your heart. If you are not in tune with the word, the symphony orchestra, praise the Lord. He said, look at what you were in your heart and mind and in your life. Then go back to it. Praise the Lord. If we have failed somewhere, my brother, my sister, before we enter the new year, let's go back. He said, look into your heart, your mind, and your life. Then go back to it. And what is the way back? The way is the way of repentance. If a sinner has to come to God by way of repentance, then the lukewarm and the backslider will have to do the same. Praise the Lord. Maybe, brethren, we are here. We come to church. Fine. But that secret sin, that hidden, God sees it.
Amen.
Let us be pure in this house.
Mm.
He said, if the sinner will have to go by way of repentance, the same thing, the lukewarm and the backslider, you must also go to the same. Amen. Repent and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Prove it in your life. Amen. We are getting ourselves prepared, my brother, so that 2018, my brother, there will be always more smile on everybody's face.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said everybody would have gifts. Jesus brought it down to a place. You remember what he said? He had brought it down to a place that even if you don't have gifts, if you don't have faith, praise the Lord. He said, just say it is written.
Amen.
And whatever sin that is in your life, come to him.
Amen.
Go down on your knees. He is ready, my brother, as long as he's still seated on the seat of mercy, grace. He will give you grace.
Amen.
Let us what? Put away every sin that is amongst us here.
Amen.
It is written. One thing the prophet, one scripture the prophet gave, which can always help us, is 2 Timothy 2:16. Give it to us. 2 Timothy 2:16. It's one thing that will always protect you. There is a spirit of Hymenaeus, a spirit of what? Philetus. He said, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Young brothers and sisters, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's watch this scripture the prophet gave to us. Shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
Amen.
Amen. And then 2 Peter 1:10, where he said, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if we do these things, we shall never fall.
Amen. Amen.
First, shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall.
Amen.
Now, in the message, bring it down this, many points. He said, now, accept it right now. And say to God right now in prayer, Lord, this evening, I'm sitting here.
Amen.
I have seen all these ministers preach the word. I've seen prostitutes made ladies and saints. I've seen drunkards on the street come in and become gentlemen and upright men. Saints of God have become gospel preachers by preaching the word. I know that you are dwelling in your people.
Amen.
All over the world. You are moving. You are in through your people. This and this evening. It is this afternoon that I'm putting in. And this evening, tonight, I'm going to accept you as my divine healer and divine savior.
Amen.
I'm going to believe it and confess it and stay with it. If you just bless me this night and make it so in my heart that I believe it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brethren, tonight, the Lord wants us to take another step. And that step he wants to take, he wants us to take. We have seen Jacob. His own way could not work.
Amen.
But when he turned unto God, he said, fear. Faith took the place of what fear. When Jacob surrendered everything, God stepped in to do the work. Jesus, when the tempter came, the tempter will come, and he will always come. But God has spoken to us tonight that whenever the tempter comes, the way how Jesus was able to overcome, he wants us to do the same.
Amen. Amen.
That it is written.
Amen.
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 And now we come to our own self. We need help from God. We need our request to be fulfilled in this year that we are entering. My brother, every request in this house, the Lord is ready to give unto us, if only we will what? We will surrender and confess if there are what secret sins in our lives. The Lord is ready to give unto us if we will confess.
Amen.
So my brother, tonight, from this short faith exhortation that we have received, the Lord is assuring you that you may not have gifts. You may not have insufficient faith. But one thing is that if you continue to tell the enemy it is written, that is what? That's the only thing that the devil is afraid of. That you point him toward to the word.
Amen.
The word in your life. Praise the Lord. And let us also check our language. There are some language is not what the eagle's food. There are languages that's what out of place for a true believer. Never say you feel, but you say I believe.
Amen.
God saith the Lord. We are now the children of God. We are eagles, and being fed with what eagle food? The Jehovah eagle himself. Feeding us right from his mouth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is our grace that we have received. Brethren, tonight, do you believe that all what the Lord has spoken to us tonight, we will do them? Amen. Amen. We will stand by them. And so that this year, we are going to see a difference in this house here.
Amen.
We are going to see the hand of God moving. Praise the Lord. Our children are going to grow with the fear of God.
Amen.
They are being under what? The shadow of the Almighty God.
Amen.
These children, oh Lord, we want them, Lord Jesus, to be true soldiers, vessels.
Amen.
Amen.
That's our prayer, oh Lord. And Father, as many of the Lord Jesus are here that are looking for husbands, beautiful wives. I'm so particular about that. I don't know why. But I believe that the Lord is fixing to do something.
Amen.
We can never leave our children, our youth, our young ladies, and our young brethren here all to grow whiskers before, praise the Lord. In their youth, we want to see them with their patriots. Praise God. How many will stand by that and see that this house is really a house where there's always joy? When we come in here, we know that our God is already here
Amen.
To meet us. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I have that kind of faith. You see, something is bubbling in me that this coming year is going to be something special in this house.
Amen.
That's what my faith is hanging on. And I believe that if we shall all hang our faith upon that, this house is going to be a true house of God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for what he has done for us. Let us look at the last listen again where he said, Lord, this evening, this night, I'm going to accept you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to believe it. And I'm going to confess it. And I know that you will bless me. And that you will make my heart so that I will believe every word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Make it so in my heart that I can believe it, Lord.
Amen.
That's my prayer.
Yes.
God richly bless you, brethren.
Amen.
As we wait on the Lord, as we call upon our pastor to come and close us with our prayer.
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Amen.
It's wonderful.
Amen.
But there's something powerful about a committal which is made in faith.
Amen.
When you commit something to the Lord. Now Jacob at first he didn't commit it to the Lord.
That's right.
And he'd give it to the Lord, then he'd take it back in his own hands, try to find another plan, pray a little bit about it, take it back in his own hands. But finally they came to the breakthrough. He really took that issue and committed it in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
And the prophet continually speaks about the power of a convincer.
Amen.
You know, when you let go of it, you don't go and keep, like Primax was preaching, so well, you don't keep digging up that seed again.
Mm.
But you've got yourself in his presence, there's that sincerity, there's that approach, and you're putting it before the Lord and you're leaving it. And like Hannah, example, Lord has given, she came back from the tabernacle and she was no more sad.
Amen.
You know, she knew something, a transaction had taken place.
Amen.
She had committed it to the Lord. And friend, whatever need that you've got tonight, let's, before we go from this place, let's commit it to the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever's burning in your heart, whatever is that, something big, like Brother Max was speaking about entering into the new year, whatever the Lord has laid upon your heart, why don't we come before him now?
Amen.
It doesn't have to be long. Many times when we have to pray long before we come to that stage, it shows we haven't really been walking so close to him before we came to pray.
Amen.
But when you've been walking close to him and he's been near to you, that power of a committal to really put it into his hands. And like brother was reading the quote there, to believe it, to leave it in the hands of God, to accept it, yeah, and to stay with it from there. See God do his work. I'm sure that's your desire. Let's bow our heads. Do you know your need, friend? You know the need of your children. You know the need in your family. You know the need in your work environment. You know the need in your studies. You know the need in your health. You know the need in your finances. You know the need in so many different things inside of your life. Now's a wonderful opportunity in his presence to respond to his word, to come before him, to bring that petition, even as he said, to come boldly unto the throne of grace.
Amen.
Let's put Brother David before the Lord. Sister Lily put a prayer request as well the other day. It's really, remember our sister before the Lord. Different things that different people
Amen.
Have. Whatever's upon your heart, let's come before him now, before we leave this place. I know, let's not forget to thank him for his word.
Yes. Yes.
To thank him for his faithfulness. To thank him for passing by once again.
Yes.
To thank him for ministering an entrance to us.
Yes.
That we can come unto him before we go from this place.
Yes.
Let's put ourselves before him.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Trusted not in his own ability, or Father, he wasn't trusting in any goodness inside of himself, Lord.
Yes.
But Father, his approach that he came with, Lord, he was putting his confidence in your nature.
Amen.
Father, is putting his confidence in your mercy.
Yes.
And Father, each and every one of us would come the same way, Lord.
Amen.
For surely there's nothing in us to merit anything from you.
Oh, yes.
But Father, we come, Lord, because of your goodness.
Oh, thank you.
Because of your mercy.
Yes.
Because of your steadfastness, Lord.
Amen.
Because of your faithfulness, Lord.
Yes.
Because of your mercy, Father, because of
thank
who you are. We bring our needs before you.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you've heard the prayers of your people.
Amen.
You've even looked beyond the words of our prayer.
Oh,
you see the
thank you, Jesus.
Heart,
yes,
you've
Lord.
Seen what's in your Father, Lord, the inside
yes.
man, Lord. You've seen what's inside of the soul, Lord. Father,
yes.
you have been working, where you have been
Amen.
Working, you've
Jesus.
Been raising up desire. And
yes,
moving,
Lord.
Lord, inside of us, Lord. You've granted us grace upon this evening just to come aside.
Yes.
That, Father, we may bring that which is upon the altar in our souls, Lord. Come and express it before thee, even upon this
Lord. Amen.
And, Father,
Jesus.
We have our needs and our desires before thee, Lord. And
yes,
Father,
Lord.
We just want to commit these things into your hands,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
We just want to take it from our hands, Lord, from us trying to do this and trying to do that,
yes.
Lord. And we just want to bring it unto thee upon this
yes,
evening, Lord.
Lord.
And we just want to give it into your hands, Lord. And we just want to leave it in your hands, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we know that you can do what we cannot do, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we may have tried to put the little coat on, Lord, and got ourselves tired out, Lord. But Father, we come unto great Papa.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
And Father, we say unto thee that we don't know how to do some of these things, Lord. We don't know how to do them, but we need you to put the little coat on us, Lord. As we submit ourselves to your great hand and your great leadership, Lord. Father, surely you will get the job done in
yes.
us. So let your will be done as we go from this
yes.
year to the new year.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for your word upon this night, Lord. Bless your servant,
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Father, restore unction and strength unto
grant
you, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Father, Lord, let the word that is ministered return back unto
Amen.
Him as well.
Amen.
Let
Amen. Grant
Lord, upon him and upon his household.
Yes.
Amen.
And Father,
Amen.
Even Lord, the requests before us, Lord, Father, our desires
yes.
that we put before you, Lord, even as your people for this year, Lord, even as has been spoken from this pulpit this night in faith,
yes,
that Father Lord, there's a special year coming up ahead, Lord.
Amen.
A golden
yes.
year
Amen.
Is our desire, Lord.
Amen.
Let it be a year, Lord, for your glory that
in
surpasses
Jesus,
even
God.
Our expectation, Lord.
Oh, yes,
and
Lord.
You exceedingly
grant
above
Lord
what
Jesus.
We could ask for. Let it be
Amen.
So
Amen.
That you may return back unto thee, Father. We thank you for all
Amen.
The things that you have done this year. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the souls that you have saved.
Amen.
Father, the people
yes.
that you've healed. We thank you for the baptisms
Amen.
That you've seen, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy
thank
the way
you,
that it's
Jesus.
Moved, Lord. Father, we appreciate each and every one of these
yes.
things. We thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for your
yes.
servants. We thank
yes.
you for ministering spirits that you've sent our way.
Thank
we thank you,
you
for all of these things, Lord. And Father, Lord, knowing, Father, your goodness, Lord, you know, that is just but a foretaste
yes.
of all the better things to come in this year that lays
oh,
before. So
yes.
we come before thee to, Father, thank you in anticipation, Lord,
yes, Lord.
For your goodness
thank
and your grace.
You.
Now, Father, won't you Father, depart with us as we go
yes,
through this
Lord.
Place.
Amen.
Dismiss us with your blessing. Bring us back to New Year's Eve, Lord. And help us to see in the new year.
Amen.
Father, Lord, speak unto us, Lord. Anoint
grant
us. Father, lead us and guide us in prayer that we'd enter this new year
yes,
in a way, Father, Lord, that you'd be a forerunner of, Lord, the way that you'd want us to live in this
Amen.
Year.
Amen.
Bring us together, Lord, Father. Bind us together, Lord, Father.
Amen.
Lord, move in our midst, Lord. Remove
grant
anything, Lord, displeasing unto you, Lord. And help us, Lord, to become more and more what you want us to be.
Yes.
Father, bless us as we go from this place now. Thank you for this night. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Be glorified, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, just ask Brother George. Let's come sing one song as we dismiss saints. Really do appreciate it. Thank you so much, Brother Max.
Amen.
That's a good word.
Amen.
It's a good word to finish the year. I really appreciated it. It's good to get your portion.
Amen.
For the Lord to minister to your needs.
Amen.
Let's come Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Let's start song worship 7:30. We've asked the various ministers in the church each to come and preach on Sunday night. So come expect it.
Amen.
That the Lord will build on once again from tonight. Take us into the new year. May he allow us to come up higher.
Amen.
May he allow us to be finally, more finely tuned to his frequency as we enter into the year. May the Lord bless you as we depart in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
much circuitries.
Amen. Amen.
And we thank you for this.